Hello, 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 mamas, and welcome to another episode of Angel Moms Hopes of Heaven, brought to you by Alana Song. I am Angela Presley, your host for today, and I am here. I am very excited to welcome a guest that I discovered on Instagram. She's doing powerful things, just giving out her daily message, just strengthening us day to day as we go and as we see her. So I would like to welcome Kristen Biggs to the show. Hello, mamas. Welcome.
Hello. Hello, everyone who's listening.
Yeah. So before we jump right into your journey, into your story, I start off every show. We are all mamas here, so we want to start off with loving on your baby. Go ahead and tell us about your son. Tell us moms, whatever you want us to know about your son, whether it's when he was small, middle-aged, teenage, whatever you want to share with us. Let us love on your baby.
Okay, Rashad, he was my first son. I had him at 17, and he was just so special. He was the most phenomenal, mannerable, respectful, talented, loving, giving, most handsome son that I had. Like, and when he was born with 12 fingers, and he had these little nubs, and I was like, what is that? You know, so young, but he was special. He was special. And when I say a mother's love is something, but when you receive that love from a son's love and or your child's love, it was like, that love is like no other.
Yeah.
And he gave it to me. And I mean, he was just so phenomenal. He played in every sport. Like, and when I say excelled, like, I was like, I know he was going to either be an NFL player, NBA player, chuck, anything that he did it like exceptionally well. I was like so proud of him. Like, he got a job at 14 with the City Kids Care, where it was a nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. He did well with the kids. And then I have my son when he was 13, and he was just the best big brother. And I mean, he just was amazing. I can't, I mean, if there's a word above amazing, phenomenal, the great, like he supersedes all of it. Okay.
Wow.
I mean, and somebody murdered him the day after his 17th birthday. And well, they shot him the day after his 17th birthday, but they pronounced him gone on the 19th. But like I tell people, when I seen him land there on the 18th, I knew that he was gone. But like, I mean, the most beautiful smile. He was the great, like the greatest 17-year-old child that I could ever have.
Yeah. Wonderful. And I believe it because I'm a mama.
Yes, you know how like our babies is they're just amazing. Like they're like really God's gift and blessing, and they give us lessons and just everything that a kid could get to do that for us. Like every good, bad, happy, sad, joy, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Everything.
Exactly. They're here to teach us lessons.
Yeah. You
know, we're the mothers, and we're thinking, okay, I'm the mom, I'm the adult, you know, but actually they're teaching us how to be moms. Yeah.
And they're teaching us a different love on a different aspect of love too. You know what I mean? We love our friends. We love our husbands. We love our cousins. Love, the mother's love, it's like nothing supersedes that.
Nothing. Exactly. So 17, I definitely feel that Alana was stolen from us a week after her 17th birthday, stray bullet. So I definitely understand the right after the birthday deal.
I'd be like, God was like, you know, because my husband was murdered 3 days before my son's birthday.
No.
So it was 2 years prior. Mm. So my husband was murdered July 14th, 2019. My son's birthday was July 17th. Then 2 years to that date, my son was murdered the 18th. And then they pronounced him gone on the 19th. And I tell people, I said, I just call it the week of everything.
Yeah.
You, like, oh, yeah. Your daughter murdered, and then the week after. So it's like the week of everything, because you're going through so many emotions, and it's like, hold on. Like, you got to celebrate life, and then, you know, you remember the death.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I tell people, you know, it's 3 weeks. I just get uppercut. I get uppercut. So I'm really riding the wave those 3 weeks. So that back to back is something else. It's something else.
Because you think we got the birthday at, like, for, I have my husband's passing, then my son's birthday, then his passing. And then my brain, I think it froze because I don't even remember the dates of their services, but I believe that's the same week. You know what I mean? So it's like, even with all of that, you're planning. So it's like these weeks, people don't understand. It's like, you're like, really, what's going on?
What's going on? Definitely. Now, this is, I'm going to, you know, go there. Now, we just discussed there's no love like the mother's love. So for mamas who have lost the husband and the child, kind of take us through that emotionally. Is there a difference in the grief process? Did you feel a greater loss here, or an even loss? I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say, though.
Yeah.
Like, so it's the craziest thing. Like, so my husband and I, we met when we were 12. So we went through everything together, like from 12 to 32. We got married on my 30th birthday. His birthday was on Valentine's Day. You know what I mean? And then, and so then we have Shadi, our first son together. You know what I mean? But like I say, we went through so many things together, but it's like, we raised each other. We grew up together. And then I grew up with my son too. You know, because I was 17, having a 17, you know what I mean? And when I lost my husband, I tell people, I went in mad at God, because I was like, wait a minute, we just get married and we have a baby, my son, not even two. Yeah. And then we shoddy, and it's like, it was then me and my son, when we started, like, me and him both was trying to uplift each other, keep each other, like, hey, mom, like, we were trying so hard to keep each other afloat, so that we didn't see each other down. So we both fighting for the same thing. I'm like, hey, Shadi, you know what I mean? We got to rise above. I'm trying to take him here. I'm trying not to allow him to drown in his sorrow. In the same time, I'm not trying to drown in mine.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it was like I couldn't believe it, because I'm like, I thought I was going to grow old with him. And, you know, I would hit him with the cane when I'm old. If you saw my videos on Instagram, I'm like, man, like, this is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And then it's like, so I had to build a different relationship with God and myself. And that's when I wrote a book called Release and Unleash Through Grief, because I wanted people to understand, no matter what you go through in life, even like widowers, you still have to regain that self-love.
Yeah.
And I have my two sons. So I was like, I got to love them on a different level. Not, oh, I'm their dad. I'm always their mom. I don't take on that. Oh, it's Father's Day. I'm a father. No, I'm a mother. That's it.
That's right.
But I had to love them on a different level. So your love grows differently for yourself. I speak for myself, you know, and I wrote the book to show people, we got to regain that self-love, that self-esteem. And I had to build my relationship differently. Cause like I said, I went in mad, but not long at God, because I'm like, you know, I didn't understand, but then I have to lean on his understanding. Even if I still don't completely understand everything that's going on in our life.
Right.
And even when my son was murdered, I said, oh my God. And it was like on the same street as my husband too.
Wow.
Because it was the same week of my husband. So he went over to his goddad's house, and he told me he was going to get a plate or something. And my husband, where he was murdered, that was in front of his best friend's house. And my son was murdered right there next to it. So like right on it, like right through the cut he was at a gas station, and somebody started shooting and shot my son. So I said, oh my God. Like, you know, in both cases, I really had to go to God, but I didn't go in mad at God, because at that time with me, I kind of always tell people, I'm like, with me losing my husband, I'm not saying it prepared me for my son, but it gave me a different insight on death.
Oh yeah.
I think I grew up with both of them. My whole life is really was them. These two were the most consistent men I ever had in my life.
Yeah.
And again, I went through things, you know, marriage wasn't perfect, or our relationship, you know, from 12 to 32, you're not going to have a perfect relationship. I don't even fake it. You know what I mean? Right. I'm very transparent, but that was my family, him and my son. And of course, our baby, but it's like a pain. Like, it's like my son. I'm like, God, this is somebody I birthed. And my husband is somebody who I grew up with my whole life. Like, we did everything together and so many things. So it's like, I went in, I said, you know what? This is not God's work. This is the devil's work. Mm-hmm. So I said, we get so quick to be mad at God. Like, God, why you do this? And it's like, mm-hmm. y'all forget, the devil be working so hard. And so I said, devil, you really trying my life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I didn't go in mad at God. I went in like, God, I need you. Yeah. And I did, because I said, and I did, as I said, why not delay God to, or like to wake him? I don't, you know what I mean? Like yeah. something.
Yeah.
But you know, it's so hurtful. It's a two different type of emotions, because I felt differently with my husband because of the things we dealt with intimately. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? On different aspects. And my son, it was a different intimacy as far as love. So it's both so hurtful to me on different mindsets of how I perceive it, but I'm devastated on both, because it's like both of they got the same names. They, you know what I mean? So even when my husband passed, I'm like, Shad, you know what I mean? And that's my husband name. And then my baby name is Ahmad Rashad. Yes. So I call him Marty Shoddy. So it's like, I still can't escape the Shads, but it's very hurtful on different aspects of things that I miss and I yearn for. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it's like, you take a child, it's like, you know, you become you lose your husband, you become a widow or a widower for a husband or wife. You lose your parent, you become an orphan. But there's no word for a child because we shouldn't have to bury our child. So if I'm making sense on the level of the pain, it's so crucial on both. Like, I'm, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes I feel, and I could be wrong on this, the first death of someone close is that initial TKO. And it kind of, I won't say prepares you, but the second time someone close, it's just a familiar, like, okay, let me brace myself. Even though I'm going to be heartbroken and going through the waves, it's not as hard of a knockout, because you've kind of been through it, but it's still, like you said, devastating on both levels.
Yeah, because it took the breath out of me on both. I felt lifeless. I used to tell people, I'm like, I felt like, you know, the movie Walking Dead. I'm alive though, but I felt like I was a walking dead. Everybody like, you're smiling, you're happy, you're this and that. And I'm like, listen, like, and that's why I try to tell people, like, I post because I've never been the type, everybody, like, I always say my grief looks different. Mm-hmm. Because even when I did my son's eulogy, my husband's eulogy, people look at it as strength, and I say that's God's strength. I don't know how. That's why I blame it. I said it's God, because it's not like I'm like, oh yeah, hey, I'm doing this. You know what I mean? It's like, it's something in me. I've always had a voice. I've always been vocal.
Yeah,
I love these. I knew them better than anybody. You know what I mean? And to an extent, and so I mean, it's some things that people might have knew about my son that I didn't, and my husband, because that's just how life is. Mm-hmm. But it's like both of them literally, when I thought that my heart was broken with my husband, and I'm like, okay, if I did think I had a little piece of it, it's like my son took that away. It was like everything was gone. You know what I mean? Like, it was like the life was taken out of me. I felt like no, like not my baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was very, it's a very hurtful, like, I mean, and then when somebody just kills, not saying like, I'm not taking anything away from anybody else that loses their child differently, but it's like y'all just thought to take somebody's life like that. Like, I couldn't prepare. I couldn't say, okay, you got 3 months to live, or, you know what I mean? So it's like, y'all really thought that it was okay to kill our child. You know what I mean? And I'm very vocal. So I'm very transparent. So, and that's how I felt, like, it's not okay.
Yeah.
Like, this is not okay that you just take somebody's life like this. And you know what I mean? So it's just hurtful on, like I say, on all levels of, if, like I tell people, if you can't imagine it, imagine us parents that is actually living it. It's enough for y'all to know we're hurt. Just because we get on social media, like, I'm being trolled because of what I wore at my son's service. I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, just because I don't look like grief to you,
yeah,
this is my child. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you're not grieving. How could you take a picture? It's like, I'm not thinking of a picture, but if somebody took it, and then it's things like, I'm sharing my journey now. This was 2 and 4 years ago. You get what I'm saying? I started speaking to the youth less than 3 months after my son was murdered because I said, I don't want these y'all parents having to bury y'all.
Right.
So it's different. And when my husband was murdered, I wrote a book because I wanted people to know you still got to regain your self-love. And I still feel like that even after my son was murdered. Yeah. You know what I mean? I still got to regain that. Give me some time, God. Let me get my, you know what I mean, my mental together. But I still feel like that because we're still here. I don't want to live in the worst version of myself. I would rather live in the best version, even though I'm hurting and I lost my son, my husband, and even my first cousin was murdered. My husband, my first cousin, then my son. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't have to look like what you feel I should look like.
Yeah.
Because you feel you would look like that, but you haven't even went through it to say it.
Yeah.
So I pay attention to the positivity and I respond to positive, and I share my journey in hopes to help somebody along the journey to say, listen, we're here. And I know that we might feel guilty for living the life because life was taken, but we still have that life.
Yeah.
And I have my 6-year-old. So, and he's such a blessing. And I tell him all the time, who do I live for? He be like me. And I want him to know I love him so much. And he's the best 6-year-old son I can ever have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. But before I get into questions about your son, I need to say this to all the moms listening. As you heard Kristen say, she's always had a voice. So the purpose of this Angel Moms podcast is for moms to find their purpose. So, and I get it all the time, moms saying, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what I should do. And, you know, people feel like it should be something great. And if it is, fine.
Yeah.
And if it's small, even better.
You have to celebrate all of it.
Yeah. So with Kristen saying that she always had a voice, most likely, not all the time, but most likely it's going to be with what you were already gifted in.
Mm.
What you were already gifted in.
Yeah.
I've always been a speaker. I've always been a singer. So it's still that purpose. It's still in that journey. So even before our babies, I like to say, move to heaven, even before they move to heaven, what were you doing? Where was your path leading you? Most likely it's still in the same path. It's just a different message. A different message. Yeah. Yeah. So I just needed to get that out there because that's the purpose of the podcast, is to help moms find their purpose through the journey.
And I like to say, everything I fell into accidentally, right? So I started a candle business years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when my husband passed away, I kind of let it go. And then when my son passed, I just let it go. And I started speaking. But I always say, God purposely gave me this purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So when somebody, I was listening to somebody speaking, they was like, you can't speak if you're not all the way healed. And I said, well, you didn't have to pull a plug on your husband. You didn't have to pull a plug on your son. Yeah. And I say this only because it might be somebody that be like, well, I can't do this because I'm not all the way there yet. And I don't want anybody to ever dim what their journey is because they feel they need to be at a certain place in somebody else's perspective. And I said, God purposely gave me a purpose. I said, when my husband was murdered, widowers see me like, man, you're able to do this, this, and that. You give me motivation. Now that my son was murdered, I see moms of angels like, man, Chris, been like just recently lost their children. Like, you motivate me to keep going. So I say that to say, even if you feel you don't have a voice, you still have a life. You know what I mean? I've always been transparent. I always spoke up if something was right, wrong. That's the type of person I've always been.
Yeah.
But God purposely gave me this purpose to be on, to help a widow, to help a widower, to help a mom of an angel, to help somebody see a parent of an angel like, hey, we have life. We have us. We have to show ourselves as much as love as we possibly can.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Very well spoken. Very well. I want to go back, rewind to the day with your baby. If you can, just give us a visual of how your day was, how your day started, and you know, your interaction with your son on that day, and just take us back to that day with your baby.
The crazy thing is, like I said, the day before was his birthday, I was trying to send him to Georgia with his godmom. And he like, Mom, I just want to be here for my birthday. So I made him these mini sliders and got him a cake, and he wanted to do a little hotel thing. I did that. So then the next morning he come home and he I don't know if he wanted to go get something. And my mom was like, I'll take you. I got your birthday card. And so I was like, okay, so right, I can't remember that full day, but what I remember is I was watching the movie Manifest, and he said he wanted to go grab something to eat, somebody cooked, and I was like, well, I'm not going, and I said, but go to the store, grab me a honey bun, and I think he grabbed Marty something. He came back, and he had the honey bun, and he was like, I'll be back, Mom, or whatever, and I said, okay, but we always told each other we love each other. I always gave him hugs and kisses on his cheeks.
Wow.
Day, like we and I remember I was just telling him, like, you know, I can't have anything happen to you. I was like, because something happened to you, I'm a goner. I said, like, you know what I mean? It's just with so many things happening in our community. And he's like, Mom, I'm not, he said, I'm gonna be there for you, Nana and Marty. He's like, I promise. And I was like, okay. So he went, brought the honey bun back. He said, I'll be back. I was like, all right, because it's getting late and you got to take Nana the car, because he had totaled his car, but my mom gave him her car, but she needed that car because she was taking her other car. Long story short, yeah. So I said, so come back, you know what I'm saying, at a decent time. And so I remember watching the movie Manifest, and Ahmad, my baby, was on my phone, and I hear somebody yelling something, and I grabbed the phone, and they're like, Shotty been shot. And I said, what? And I'm like, and I'm just like kind of panicking or something. And I'm like, and I'm just, and at that time, my father was staying with us because he had got sick, and I moved him back from Vegas to stay with me so that we could take care of him. Yes. And he like, what? And he's trying to run, and I'm leaving, and then Ahmad screaming, and I remember getting out the car to grab him, and I'm like, and I get to the scene, and my baby just laying there.
Mm.
And I'm just screaming. I just remember screaming, like, because I just see him there laying there. And I said, oh my God, oh my, I'm just screaming, like, just screaming, and the police won't let me get to him. And I'm just, remember just kneeling down, just looking at his body, like, this cannot be.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember hearing somebody say, please wrap her, cover her son up, his mom, right? No, cover him up, his mom right there. And I'm just spazzing out, like, I'm just spazzing out. And I went to the hospital, and then I remember calling people, nobody's answering, and everybody's acting just goofy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what, like, who would want to kill my son? And yeah. My mom, I remember, like, just pray, because I know, like, I got, like, everything. I said, Mom, you didn't see him. I seen him. Mm-hmm. Like, I knew my baby was gone. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't about, like, the amount of faith that I did not have.
Right.
It was the realization of what I seen.
Yes.
And I remember going in there, and I'm just like, Shotty, what am I going to do? And it was my mom, because when my husband passed, it's things that I learned from when my husband passed. It was a lot of people in the room, and I'm looking around like, I don't even know these people. He don't even know these people. So with my son, my mom's like, do you want to let grandma and them in? Like, you know, certain, I said, no, I don't want anybody to see my baby like this.
Right.
And I remember they said, there's nothing else that we could do. Mm. I don't even remember the time that they actually pulled the plug. And I'm just screaming at my mom. I'm like telling my mom, she's like, since I'm like, do you want to get out? You know, I'm just, you know, you when you at that point, you just yelling at everybody, and I'm just going off on her, like, you can get out, like, you know, like, I'm just, because yeah. I'm hurting. I'm like, and I'm like, I'm kissing them on the I'm like, Shotty, no, because I'm like, Mom, how can I live without my baby? Like, yeah. I'm like, what? Because I remember when my husband passed, like, people was coming. I remember me breaking down when nobody in the room, and when people would come, I'm just, yeah. I'm standing up. And with my son, I'm just like, I'm telling my mom, I'm like, Mom, I can't live without him. I'm like, what am I supposed, like, these is, like, I lose Big Shot and Little Shot, like, these, like, I feel like my son helped me with my husband, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, I'm like, Mom, I can't live. I cannot. And then she's just like, Shotty, you know, like, you aren't, like, she's heartbroken. I mean, to this day, I'd be like, Mom, you need to find grandmothers of angels or grief. Because, like, she visits him, like, 3 times a day sometimes, like, till this day. And it's been two mm-hmm. years, over 2 years. Mm-hmm. I've never visited this site.
Mm.
But it's just like, I was angry. I was yeah. angry. I yeah. was very angry at the fact, like, you took my baby for nothing. Because he didn't deserve that. He was a phenomenal kid. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So at that moment, we pull a plug and I'm just like stuck. Mm-hmm. I'm like, the life was taken from me.
Yeah.
It was just ripped from my soul, my spirit, my heart. Everything that you can imagine, it was ripped at that moment because I said, I don't even have neither one of my shots. Mm-hmm. Like, this is just, I just couldn't believe it, but I accepted it. When I pulled the plug on my husband, I accepted it that day that I knew I couldn't call him, couldn't see him or anything. When I happened to my son, I accepted it at that moment. I can't call him. I can't touch him. I knew. I accepted that at that moment because I said, I know, you know what I mean? It was just like the acceptance for me. And it was just like, man, you know,
yeah.
I got to bury my son. And I just remember telling him, like, could y'all please take him right now? Because I remember with my husband, he was there for so long. And they was like right across from each other from where they both in the, you know, the same hospital. And I just remember, like, you know, like certain things that you have with that I endured with my husband. I just, you know, it was like, okay, let them take him now. I couldn't eat because I said, dang, my baby can't eat. He's in this cold place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So those was like the things that happened with me. And that day, I know we told each other we loved each other. And I remember talking to him. And he was telling, I said, do you think how I am with you affects how you are? He said, yes, mom. He said, if you wasn't on me how you are, he said, man, I would be doing so much stuff. Because, you know, a lot of parents just, you know, let their kids do certain things, not judging, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
And he said, man, if you wasn't on me, like, I remember that conversation. We had like a week of like conversations and I'm like, are you okay? You know what I mean? I always checked on them, even, you know, it's just, so that was that day.
Take us into your I know there's a lot going on because there's this period of fog. Even though things are going on, people are moving through your house, people are asking you questions, but mentally you're not there. You're not there. It took for me 3 months to kind of lift my head out of the fog. It took 6 months to just get back into my house. I was staying with mom for 6 months. So take your fog period. Was it a month for you, weeks for you? Are you a person, a mother who it's best, I got to get moving, I got to work, I got to keep myself moving? Or did you take your time and just say, I got to build strength and know which direction God is calling me, what way to go, things to do? How was that fog time for you? Some mothers are just, I got to go to work to keep me sane, to keep me going. And then like myself, I couldn't move. So that period for you after, you know, your son moved to heaven, take us into that time to where it took you to kind of, you know, pull yourself together and see which direction I got to take this thing. How was that fog for you?
So it was so many people at my house.
Yeah.
Like every single day. Like it's like my friends and family put their life on hold. Like I tell people, if you listen to my podcast, you'll hear I said, I felt like Job. Everything was, you know what I mean? But now how I look at it is like, I still have my son. So I don't like to say everything. I like to say most of everything. But at that time, I was renovating one of my last properties and trying to sell one of my properties. And I remember taking 3 weeks off. I was like, I'm like, I can't. It was just like, I was like, I was trying to figure out like what was going on, but it's like, you know how like they say life goes on, but our life is at a halt. Still moving. It's like, but I had so many people at my house.
Yeah.
Kids and, you know, my cousins and my mom, everybody for like literally 3 months. Still moving, and people like, dang, like how she, you know, I wouldn't be able to be up and this is another. I'm like, well, I don't know what y'all, I don't know. Like, I mean, like I remember my one good, like she's my best friend, and I remember her bringing, she had a bottle. She's like, you want a drink? I said, no. And I said, because I remember I got real intoxicated, not because of my husband's passing, but because I was out hanging with my best friend for her birthday, and I got real intoxicated. And I remember my son had to come get me. And
Yeah.
but I was crying about my husband and calling his name. And so when that happened with my son,
Yeah.
I said, I don't want anything to drink because I'm already at my weakest.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to bring me to a lower standpoint in my life, mentally, physically, or anything. And she said, what? She's like, because she couldn't grasp it. Like, you know, like this was her godson. And she like, I got to have a drink. You know what I mean? She like, and
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not judging nobody for what they do. But for me, I had to figure and cope with my trial at this point with a sober mind. So I confronted my grief. So for 3 weeks, I'm just, you know, because first of all, for the first couple of weeks, you're realizing like, I got to plan a service. Like I said, I don't know exactly how many days it was to my son's service, but I'm figuring it was within that week or two.
Yeah.
I don't even look at the obituary to see the date.
I don't either.
Like, I don't even, like, you know what I mean? When people are like, oh, you know, I don't even want to even ask what the date was.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew I 3 weeks because I started back fixing on the house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, I got to get out of here. And the one property, I was like, I'm going to sell this, get out of here. So I'm going to tell you when I feel like I kind of got a relief from my, you know, the shift of mindset was when I relocated to North Carolina.
Oh, really?
Because it was only my son and me.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my mom, and I told everybody because they gave me a going away party or like, you know, going goodbye. And I said, everybody, I need 60 days. I said, I need to figure this out. And if you can't respect it, you got to check it because it's not about you. It's about me. And so when I left, my mom would call. I always spoke to my mom. And I remember she like, well, somebody said, you know, they saying they call. I said, Mom, it's not about them. I said, I gave everybody 3 months. They came over every single day.
Yeah.
I said, I didn't say anything. I felt like I was I feel like I'm a compassionate griever. Like, I'm, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, this is the most calm I ever been in my life. I'm like, for me to lose these people, I'm like, I'm calm. I'm like, you know what I mean? But when I moved here, I literally confronted my grief by myself alone. Of course, with God, but, you know, physically,
yeah.
It was like, okay, Kristen, like, you really just lost your son. Like, you really don't have neither one of your shots. And then I had to be there for my son. And yeah. I'm like, I knew he needed me more than ever. I had to leave my dad. And he had went to a nursing home because he had, a stroke that night. I didn't even know he was in the hospital when he found out about my son. But then he was having a stroke. And then, you know, I had to be okay with leaving him behind because I said, I can't neglect myself
mm-hmm.
and my son.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So when I was in, so then that's when I started speaking at the schools because yeah. I felt like for me, helping people and speaking and seeing, making one difference. Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm telling these kids, go give your parents a hug. I can't give my 17-year-old a hug no more. And they like, I'm going to give my dad a hug. To me, making a difference along this journey and helping a mother see like, hey, I could live. I can actually do this.
Yeah.
I can get through this with the support. And this is that. That helps me along my journey. So I share it. Like I say, like, even with those pictures, when I posted, like speaking, I share this, but I always let people know, like, this is how I'm getting through it. Like, so it's not like I'm posing like, hey, take this picture so I can post on Instagram or social media for likes or attention. I don't care if I get no views, but if I get one person that could be like, hey, I'm getting out of that bed because I see a mother
that's right.
I see it with them.
Yeah.
This is what I do it for.
That's right.
And that helps me so much when I, like, you message me and I'm like, wow, if I look at you like, man, she's doing it. You know what I mean? If I see you smile, I could be like, I can smile too.
Yeah.
It's okay to smile. And I tell people all the time, and I joke because they're like, you don't look like what you're going through. And I say, well, I'm glad I don't look like what you might think you'll look good.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, I can't help that I look this good while I'm great. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Get like, what y'all want me to look like?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they like, oh, how she could wear this. And my best friend said, which I want her to look like losing Isaiah coming to the service. Cause then y'all be like, oh, she can't, you know what I mean? Like, it's like my grief looks different and I'm okay with it looking the way that God is putting the shine, putting the glow,
mm-hmm.
putting me together to help somebody else get put together.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Before we wrap up and I ask a couple of more questions, what with the moving, because I get this a lot and I even felt this way. With you moving away, was that a decision before you lost your son, or was it I need a change afterwards? Because a lot of mothers feel like I gotta get out of here. You know, they need a change. They need, you know.
Yeah, so before my son passed, I was actually telling him, like, hey, we're gonna go to North Carolina or Georgia. Like, Mom, let me go to both so we could see. So it was already something in the works. But when that happened to him, because when my husband passed, I wanted to leave. And I was like, and I didn't. And I put him in a Catholic school. We relocated to another side of town. But when he passed, I was like, I already knew I was going to, but I could have stayed, but you know, because it was my son and I. But I was like, yeah, I'm out of here. Like, y'all, like, the devil didn't work too hard in this city against me, then took my family. I'm gone. And I've always been a person that could leave. So that's another thing that I think, like, with some people, like I tell people, if it doesn't align, simply resign. So it didn't align with me anymore, any longer. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, when my husband passed, I went to work. With my son, I was grateful that God placed, I have my husband left properties, and not only that, I had purchased two that year. So this one, I renovated one, sold one, and kept one. So I thanked God to allow me to have that passive income to actually confront my grief. To because when I used to go to work, when my husband passed, I'd be crying, I'd go in the hallway, and then they'd be like, you crying? I'm like, I'm just, and then you dealing with so many different personalities, and it's like I would have to tell people, listen, you mad, but guess what? I'm angry every day. I come in here and you don't see it. You know what I mean? Because this is right when I lost my husband. And it's like, you mad because, oh, I don't want to be at work early. I'm mad because my husband was just murdered. You know what I mean? So when my son passed, like I say, with my husband's passing, it helped me understand grief. I didn't, I, like I said, I lost my grandmother, my aunts, like in front of me, you know what I mean? Passing from cancer and my grandma's like old age. You know what I mean? I didn't have it like passes, but like my husband and my son, it was like, it was so unexpected. We didn't know. It just was like, you know what I mean? Like, what? You know what I'm saying? And even with my cousin, like I say, my husband was murdered, then my first cousin, then my son. So every, like, I don't know if you see my post, I say, grief changes you. You know what I mean? Like, people, I'm not the same person. I'm not the worst person, but I'm not that person like that I was before. It just changes you. You know, it changes your perspective, just because it's like we live for our children. Not when we have children, we live for them, right? Or people who get married, they live, like if they don't have kids, they live for their spouse, right? So for me, it just was like, it was a harsh reality that my life is different. And when people say, are you adjusting to, and I do videos, so everything I'm speaking on, I'll be posting it later. You know what I mean? Like, you know, but I say, when people are like, are you adjusting to your new normal? And it's like, I don't know why this thing is so dark, but I'm like, this is the most abnormal life that I'm living. There's no more new normal. There's no, oh, this is normal. My new normal life. No, this is the most abnormal life. And I'm living an abnormal life that I have to, you know, I've accepted.
I get it. I get it.
Yeah, it's like I remember somebody asking, like, well, do you think about them every day? I'm like, these are some people that I was with my whole life, like 20 years or 16. Yes, we think about them every day.
Try every other.
You can't unthink about your child or your, you know what I mean? Like, it's somebody you talk to every single day. Like, huh? Or it's like, do you think that you're making yourself feel like this? And it's like, well, listen here. Now, I do my best with shifting. Like, for the first year of my son, I went to Tulum, Mexico. I took my son, my best friend, she came, and her son. And we went, and when I say it was the most peaceful trip, and it was everything. So that's what I do. I tell people, I do my best to shift my mindset when with certain days that's coming. Like, because you know, certain days you be like, okay, I know. But there's the days that you don't expect. And then it's like you're breaking down, you're in the shower, you just crying, like, what the heck? Like, this really is my life. And even though I post and everything, I tell people it's not that I'm over it. It's the fact that I do my best to live this life in the best that I can.
Yes. Yes. That's right. Very well said. Yeah, I get it. I get it. So we're getting ready to wrap up here with the last couple of questions. Where can mamas out here find you if they wanted to reach out to you, if they wanted to get your book, and just keep up with the things that you're doing? Where can moms find you?
Okay, so my platform is I Am Kristen Biggs on podcast and my Instagram. And my website is releaseandunleash.org. That's where you can purchase my book set, because I wrote a book and a journal that coincides with it. So, because I want people to release.
Yeah.
And unleash the greatness in them. You know what I mean? So it's like, I wrote a journal to coincide like with ask questions, because if you open a journal, it's empty, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some journals, not all, but my journals that I open, I'm like, what am I going to say? So I ask questions to dig within you to think like, okay, this is affecting me. Let me release this on paper. And then, so releaseandunleash.org. And I am Kristen Biggs. And my email is info@releaseandunleash.org.
Yeah.
You know, for bookings or anything like that. So, like I say, I'm just doing my best and I'm letting God handle the rest.
Oh, yeah. That's what we do. Yes. Wonderful. Okay, and the last question that I ask all my mamas, one of the reasons I named the podcast Hopes of Heaven. So here it is. Kristen, what are your hopes of heaven?
My hopes of heaven is one day I hope to see my son in heaven.
Yeah.
My husband. I hope that, like I tell people, when they be like, God took your baby. I said, no, God didn't take my baby. That's not his work, but God is taking care of my baby.
Oh yeah.
So my hopes are that wherever in heaven it is, that he's okay.
Yeah.
I just hope that in the heavens that it's just so peaceful, and you know, and that he's at peace. Even in it's hard, you know, for us moms of angels. And I know they'd be like, oh, he's in a better place. And we know, like, we feel, because I know for me, I don't know, I can't say we, but for me, I feel like the best place was with me.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Come
you
on.
Know?
So
it's like, but I, but when, you know, you dig on a different spiritual level, because you know, when you lose them, you want every different type of spirit, you know, for me.
Yeah.
And like, I know that he's okay in heaven, and that's what I hope that he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's my hopes. Like, really, that I'll see them again in heaven.
Yes. Yes. I love it. I love it. Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, Kristen, we're going to wrap up the show. It was just an honor. It was a pleasure having you. You just helped heal my soul. And I'm sure other moms that are listening, they're going to get the same healing. We just thank you for the nuggets. And we'll keep going and keep moving through this journey the best we can. So.
And I thank you so much for having me. And before we end, I do want Moms of Angels to know I have created a safe place for us. It's called Black Women Heal on Facebook.
Okay.
Weekly Zooms at 7 o'clock
every
Sunday. And I'm holding myself accountable. I don't care if one person gets on. If nobody gets on, I get on at 7 o'clock every Sunday. And I send out emails. So subscribe to my email, to my website. And I want you to as well. And you can download a free ebook. It's called 8 Ways to Shift Your Mindset.
Okay.
So I got a, like I said, it's a free to join on Facebook, Black Women Heal. And I want us all to like to gain some type of healing. And I know for some of us, we might feel, and for me, I feel like I won't ever be 100% healed, but to be able to come at to terms with some type of healing, some type of peace, some type of, you know, I keep the faith, you know, so join us on Black Women Heal on Facebook. And, you know, I try to put certain things every day or every other day to inspire and just things of self-care, just certain things. And anybody is welcome to just speak safe. It's a safe haven.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what it's about. That's what it's about. Just wherever you can find your healing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it's about. So thank you.
Some type of healing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lord.
Yes.
Look, I'd be like Kevin Gates, help me.
Yes. Help me. I'm right there with you. I am right there with you. So mamas, don't forget to jump on AlanaSong.com the store to get some Angel merch, alanasongstore.com. You can jump on there, check out the Angel merch. If you're not an Angel mom, you can purchase some for a mother that you might know of. And please, if you know an Angel mom who has a story that needs to be told, reach out to me on Facebook and I will get back with you. So Kristen, thank you so much for joining me today. Have a blessed day.
Peace and blessings.
Yeah.